This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 5 important things you need to know before you become a landlord. But before we get started, I just want to say, hey, how's everybody doing out there? I hope you are doing some great stuff. I've been talking to a number of you that are going ahead and just buying properties and making it happen. And it's so exciting to hear that. I have been, just to give you a quick little update here, we are moving forward. Our 22 unit is coming into shape, man, after a really tough season there. But putting all new doors in it, probably looking at putting some tile on our bottom floor, doing some neat things in terms of just the renovation and bringing it up to par. We also got our house mom, which is really cool, who is going to be living there. It's going to kind of be the cop on premises that's going to help report things and keep things where they should be. She's also going to help try to recruit some good tenants for us. So we're real excited about that aspect too. Other properties doing good. Memphis, we're turning things around there. We have a new property manager. We have some good tenants in place. I still have a property there, a house, a three bedroom, two bath that is not rented right now. And I'm looking for creative ways to, you know, kind of see what we can do to try to get some tenants in there, trying to work with some local organizations in Memphis that, you know, sometimes they are looking for a place for folks that are handicapped or special needs, and looking at some different angles there to try to get some good tenants in there. If you're in Memphis and you have some good ideas, I would love to talk with you. But otherwise, all is well. We are moving forward. We got a great team. I got two fantastic guys that are helping me analyze properties on the 100-plus unit, and we're moving forward as fast as we can on that. It's a tough market, but we are we got a good team together and a good strategy ahead. So good stuff is happening. Let's go to some important things you need to know before becoming a landlord. As an investor, there are a number of things you need to know to be successful. My good friends, Jake and Gino, you may have heard of them. They've been a guest on the show. Likewise, I was a guest on their show, and they explain it real simply, precisely, by saying you need to buy right, manage right, and finance right. I think it's simple terms, but there's a lot behind those terms. And buying right, of course, includes a host of things: selecting the right market, selecting the right criteria, selecting the right property, proper due diligence, and more. And there are tons of things related to that, being able to really buy right. I mean, selecting the right market itself can be an in-depth and an involved process. In buying right, I always look for emerging markets to invest in, and I try to buy in landlord-friendly states. On episode number 34, I talk more about this, and I reference some of the key landlord-friendly states out there. And this is really important. If you're going to buy anywhere and invest for rental property, you need to know the landlord-friendly states and the laws pertinent to those states. Some of the landlord-friendly states are also some of the most growing in terms of population right now: Texas, Indiana, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Arizona, Florida, and Arkansas. All of these states are very landlord-friendly and good places to buy. Now, these are states where the laws favor landlords and make it a little bit easier for you to be able to be a successful investor. Now, buying in the right place will make it easier for the next thing, which is manage right. If you don't manage right, your whole investment can fall apart. You need to know before you invest how to manage your investment property for maximum efficiency and profitability. There are many aspects to managing right, but perhaps the most critical is the landlording or property management aspect. Whether you do it yourself, which I highly advise against, or you hire a property management firm, this is a critical function and can really make or break your success in especially out-of-state investing. And even if you do hire a property manager, don't forget, you are still the landlord, okay? Being an excellent landlord can yield significant returns for those who want to invest in real estate. Landlords are able to take advantage of a wealth of tax benefits while their property appreciates in value and cash flow grows. Still, landlords do face some unique challenges that newcomers to the real estate arena are often not adequately prepared for. Routine maintenance, repairs, and cleaning aren't all that landlords are responsible for. The landlord-tenant relationship is an extremely complex one that is governed by an extensive and strict set of guidelines. Here are just a few key things, five key things you should know before buying a rental property. Number one, leases protect landlords, not tenants. Now, most people rent before you buy. Most people first experience leases as renters. As a renter, it may initially seem that a lease protects the renting party, but this could not be further from the truth. The rental agreement is actually in place to protect you, the landlord. All landlords need to understand this in order to really avoid any potential legal hassles or issues down the road. Tenants in all states are given certain rights immediately upon occupation of a property, even if they have not paid any rent or signed a lease. The lease is actually intended to limit tenants' rights, making it vital that a lease be drawn up and signed before any tenant is given access to a property. Number two, tenancy has several meanings. Every state has something called the landlord-tenant code that prospective landlords should study in addition to other state laws. These laws can greatly affect your property and is especially true when defining tenancy. As a landlord, you should be aware that anyone allowed to stay on your property for a specific amount of time will automatically become a tenant and be offered the same rights as a tenant. So this could even mean maybe a homeless person that comes and stays in your place down in the basement. That might apply to that person depending on the amount of time required in that state. The amount of time varies by state, but it is entirely possible that you could, you know, just be a nice person and offer a person to, you know, stay with you for a week because they don't have anywhere else to stay and find out that you have to give your initial guest a 45-day eviction notice. Something as simple as allowing a person to sleep in an apartment and use your common facilities, i.e. the kitchen, for example, can be enough for a person to claim tenancy. Really important to know. Number three, you should never cheat on your taxes. Well, this is a given, I know, but many landlords believe they can budget their rental numbers, especially if renters pay in cash. Not only is the IRS savvy to these devices, but it also is just never worth the risk. Claiming losses on a rental property for more than a few years is enough to send a red flag on your account and potentially trigger an IRS audit. Ultimately, stating your rental income will be financially beneficial if you plan on investing in more rental properties in the future. Otherwise, you may find yourself approaching lenders for an investment loan with a tax return showing only losses for five straight years. Now, I know this one firsthand. I was so excited when I, we first bought the 22 unit. We had a ton of repairs and capital expenditures and actually technically took a loss on our taxes. So I thought, well, this is great. I don't have to pay any taxes. But when I sought out a refi loan on the property, I had to submit my previous year's taxes, and it showed no income or actually a negative income, which excluded me from the good loan rates. And now, granted, I wasn't taking a loan on the same property. It was another one of my properties. But in the long run, what happened is I had to pay this higher interest rate, And as a result, you know, I still paid. So, you know, the losses, you know, yeah, it's great. You don't have to pay any taxes, but then you have to look at the other implications, and the banks will look at that tax return and say, gee, you're operating in the negative. I don't know if I want to be able to, you know, to take a chance here. We're going to charge a higher interest rate. And so just something you need to be aware of. Number four, procedures are there for a reason. Skipping an expensive credit and background check, which should include a criminal check too, may seem like an excellent way to save money at the time, but it will only cause heartbreak down the line. Tenancy applications and background checks exist for a reason. While people may usually seem trustworthy enough, they can also be extremely irresponsible. Instead of skipping standard protocol, you should consider transferring the cost of the application to the tenants. And that's what most larger property management firms do. In many real estate markets, tenants will not bat an eye at a reasonable application fee. When looking at credit checks, make sure you look very carefully for any prior issues with landlords and/or evictions, because patterns form for a reason. And number five, it can still be difficult to evict someone. Now, even in landlord-friendly states, the eviction is a process. Anyone who has faced sort of the terrifying threat of eviction may feel as though it is an incredible power yielded by landlords. While eviction may seem frightening at first, landlords actually have very limited control over the situation. Evictions need to be officially filed, even if the tenant has stopped paying rent. Once the eviction has been filed, the tenant will still have 30 to 45 days to vacate, depending on the local law. Some may be less. I know there's some that's like 15 days. This is a period of time that a non-paying tenant will have free run of your property and potentially damage it. A person can do a lot of damage in 30 days or less. Furthermore, even after the 30 to 45 days, the landlord cannot take any physical action to evict the tenant. Landlords cannot shut off utilities or change the locks. Instead, you need to consult the local police or sheriff's department and petition to have the tenant removed. An actual eviction proceeding can go on for months in some cases, especially if the tenant chooses to contest it. Well, while becoming a landlord seems like an intimidating process, those that are willing to tackle the challenge will eventually find themselves in a good position and hopefully raking in significant rewards. Owning and renting out property gives you a steady source of income, independent from other employment or traditional investment vehicles. But this income, you know, it comes at a cost. You need to work for it. And I stress that a lot. I say there's nothing easy about being a real estate investor, okay? You can make it easy over time or easier, but there is some work involved and there's some homework involved as well. You need to be educated and become extremely well-versed on all the laws and regulations regarding your state. And you will need to be extraordinarily conscientious throughout the entire process. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled Five Important Things You Need to Know Before You Become a Landlord. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.